I don't say this a great deal, but I believe it a great deal. We got far too many churches and preachers wrapped up in trying to save America when God didn't tell us to go into all the world, save the nation. God told us to go into all the world, save souls. God said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. You hear me well. America is only going to be saved by divine intervention. Political preachers won't save America. Mr. Jesse Jackson and Mr. Pat Robertson are not going to save America. One old-fashioned, hell-raising gospel preacher will do more to save America than 1,000 preachers in politics will. It's God's job to save America. Then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, heal their land. That's God. Get back off God's side of that wall. Get on your side of that wall. Oh, my soul hurts. The battle is the Lord's. So you've got a problem. You've got somebody that's upset with you. You let God take care of that. You've got somebody that's your enemy. You let God take care of that, not your business. The battle is the Lord's. That's why you fret and stew. You want it to turn out like you want it to turn out, but you're not the turner outer. Listen, now you hear me carefully. We sit and whine and complain because things don't turn out like we think they ought to turn out. And we dig ourselves deeper in. Why don't you just get your Bible and go soul winning and let God turn it out? Go help somebody that's poor and quit living in self-pity and let God turn it out. Get back off God's side of that wall. Get back on your side of that wall. Lord, I'll take care of it. I'll fight the battle. Let me do it. Or, let me tell you how to do it.